From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to Let the Bible Speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. It's good to have your company again around God's Word. Let me say a special word of welcome to those who have contacted me of late. We always enjoy the phone calls and the letters. We have recently heard from listeners in Coal Island and Dromore, in County Down, Portadown, Dunmurray, Belfast. Thank you for your encouraging words. We're always delighted to hear from our listeners. Please continue to listen, and of course, dear Christian, pray for this gospel witness. Today we will continue with our study of Mark's gospel. We're in chapter 14, and we're looking at the verses 10 and 11. The traitor lays his plans. Please remember our program tonight. We took up a new study, The Christian on a Tightrope, based on Ephesians chapter 5 and the verse 15. We will also have the final extract from the sermon we are offering free to our listeners. This is a sermon I preached some time ago in my own church, entitled The Danger in Delay, based on Proverbs chapter 6, verses 10 and 11. Please send for your free copy of this tape. Here's a hymn. It's by Frank Boggs, Jesus is All the World to Me. Following him, I know I'm right. will you turn with me now, please, to Mark, the chapter 14, and the verses 10 and 11. I want to speak on the subject, "The Traitor Lays His Plans." Let's read the verses. "And Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went unto the chief priests to betray him unto them. But when they heard it, they were glad, and promised him money. And he sought how he might conveniently betray him." Here in Mark's narrative, there does not seem to be the close connection between the last incident recorded, the anointing of the Saviour's head by Mary, and this decision by Judas to betray the Saviour. But the other narratives in the Gospels make it clear that there is a close connection. Listen, for instance, to John's account of the incident. "Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odour of the ointment. Then saith one of the disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief, and had the bag, and bare what was put therein. Then said Jesus, Let her alone. Against the day of my burying hath she kept this. For the poor always ye have with you, but me ye have not always." That's John chapter 12 and the verses 1 to 8. You see, the rebuke the Saviour administered to those who reproached Mary for her actions was aimed particularly at Judas, and he would have been stung by that rebuke. It was immediately after this that he went and indicated to the priests his willingness to betray the Saviour. Let's notice, first of all, that a man may utter pious words while his heart is filled with the most wicked thoughts concerning Christ. Consider what Mark tells us on the matter. "And there were some that had indignation within themselves, and said, Why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and given to the poor. And they murmured against her." Those words are found in Mark chapter 14, the verses 4 and 5. Put those words alongside what John tells us in chapter 12 in the verses 5 and 6, and you will see what was going on in the heart that spoke such pious words. "This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief, and had the bag, and bare what was put therein." How right Jeremiah was when he said of the human heart, "The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" Chapter 17 and the verse 9 of Jeremiah. Pious words are not enough. An outward show of religion is not enough. The heart must be right with God. This Christ underscored when he said, "This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoureth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." Matthew 15, verse 8. Oh, how much of modern Christianity these words of Christ describe. Secondly, it was Judas's refusal to bow before the word of Christ that brought about his downfall. Christ's dismissal of the sanctimonious suggestion of Judas stung his proud heart. Rather than submit to the words of the Saviour and acknowledge that he was being hypocritical, Judas in anger decided to act upon the thoughts that he had been harbouring for quite some time. He would now betray Christ. How many have followed Judas down this very path? Their proud hearts have been unwilling to accept the word of God concerning them and their sinfulness, and so they have turned against Christ and became his enemies. Thirdly, the proud and blinded sinner makes a very poor bargain when he betrays the Savior. Judas was promised money. Just how much money would it take to compensate for the loss of heaven and to pay for an eternity in hell? There does not exist enough money to compensate the soul for such a loss. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Mark chapter 8, verses 36 and 37. How blind was Judas when he agreed to sell Christ for a few pence. Yet so many make just such a bargain every day. They feel that the pleasures they experience through following sin will compensate them for the loss of their soul. But let Judas be a lesson on this matter. Then Judas, which betrayed him when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself, and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, What is that to us? See thou to that. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed, and went and hanged himself. Matthew chapter 27, verses 3 to 5. It was short-lived joy, was it not? He never even spent his 30 pieces of silver. The best bargain to be made is that of receiving Christ as your Savior, though it should cost you the world for doing so. Whoever receives Christ is eternally enriched. Finally, how sad it is to see the leaders in God's house rejoicing at the prospect of Christ's betrayal. Look at what it says in verse 11, And when they heard it, they were glad. How far from God and his word the leadership of God's house may go. The most wicked men may gain control and take it over. The takeover may be accomplished in such a fashion as to go unnoticed by the people. That is why God's true servants must ever watch and give warning about the wolves in sheep's clothing. Listen to Jude, the last book in the Bible but one. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith, which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Jude, verses 3 to 4. The betrayal of Christ will be the result of men, such as the leaders, in God's house, in Christ's day, coming to power. We must ever watch and pray and be faithful to God and His truth, whatever the cost. Do join me tonight at 9 o'clock around God's Word, and of course, next week once more. The Lord bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.